Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of making dhikr. Today we learn the virtue of reading the fourth kalima. Fourth kalima, la ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. What are the virtues of reciting and reading the fourth kalima? Wa Nabi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man qala la ilaha illallah وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير في يوم مئة مرة كانت له عدل عشر رقاب. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه, he mentioned that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that person who reads or recites لا إله إلا الله وحده, he is none worthy of worship except Allah alone. لا شريك له, he has no partners. له الملك وله الحمد, for him is the all dominion, the kingdom, all the kingdoms, every type of kingdom is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every type of dominion is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدِ, and all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power and might over everything. Person reads this 100 times daily. This hadith is saying, فِي يَوْمٍ مِئَةَ مَرَّةٍ, person who recites this fourth kalima 100 times a day, the person will get the reward of freeing 10 slaves. Imagine, we can't physically free slaves in this time and age, but we can get the reward of freeing 10 slaves by reading this 100 times daily. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on to explain, وَكُتِبَتْ لَهُ مِئَةُ حَسَنَةٍ, and 100 good deeds are written for this person because of this. So the first reward is he got the reward of freeing 10 slaves, and then 100 good deeds are now written to his name. وَمُحِيَتْ عَنْهُ مِئَةُ سَيِّئَةٍ, 100 gunas are now wiped off. 100 gunas in his name are now wiped off. So he's got the reward of freeing 10 slaves. Then he got the reward of 100 good deeds. And 100 sins now are forgiven. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَكَانَتْ لَهُ حِرْزًا مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ يَوْمَهُ ذَلِكَ حَتَّى يُمْسِي. And now this reading of or reciting of this 100 times daily becomes a protection for him against shaitan for the whole day, right up till the evening. So he recited it in the morning. This becomes now a protection for him against shaitan. And when the hadith says shaitan, it means all types of evil jinnat, all types of shaitan, all types of harm coming from these evil forces. This person is protected right up till the evening. وَلَمْ يَأْتِ أَحَدٌ بِأَفْضَلَ مِمَّا جَاءَ بِهِ إِلَّا رَجُلٌ عَمِلَ أَكْثَرَ مِنْهُ. And no person can produce anything better than this. Nobody else can produce anything better than this except that person that read and did more as far as this dua is concerned, as far as the zikr is concerned. Such a beautiful thing. Such Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that we recite this 100 times, la ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. So many rewards. Freeing 10 slaves, 100 good deeds are written, 100 sins are erased. This becomes a means of protection against shaitan. Till the evening, nobody can produce anything better than what this person has produced. And then in another hadith, Rasulullah SAW goes on to explain, in another hadith, man qala subhanallahi wa bihamdihi fi yawmin mi'ata marratin huttad khatayahu. The addition to what we read in this hadith, but another addition, that person who says subhanallahi wa bihamdihi in a day 100 times. So this is even easier than reading the fourth kalima. But a person should try and do both. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, he does it 100 times a day. Huttat khatayahu, his sins are forgiven. Wa in kanat misla zabadil bahri, even though his sins may be equal to the foam on the ocean. Can you imagine how much of foam there is on the ocean? Non-ending foam that appears on the ocean. Then even if this person's gunas are like the foam of the ocean, this person's gunas will all be forgiven just by reading Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi 100 times daily. We'll do one more hadith, inshallah, and we'll terminate. And Abi Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu anil Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man qala la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir, 10 marratin kana kaman a'taqa arba'ata anfusin min waladi Ismail, muttafaqun alayh. Again, the reward of reading or reciting this fourth kalima, la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Hazrat Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu, his qabr is in Turkey. Many people have visited his qabr and they say that they get a very ajeeb sense of tranquility at the qabr of Hazrat Abu Ayyub Al-Ansari radiallahu anhu. He is the narrator of this hadith. He's saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who reads La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir 10 times. In this hadith, not 100 times, this hadith is saying 10 times. If a person reads it, kana kaman a'taqa, it's as though this person has freed 4 people from the progeny of Ibrahim, of Ismail alayhi salam. 4 people he has freed. In other words, they were slaves. He has now granted them freedom. He's like given them a new life. From where? Not ordinary people, any ordinary people, from the progeny of Ismail alayhi salam. What a great progeny. This is the reward of reading this 4th kalima 10 times daily. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. As we go on, we'll realize and we'll see that there are so many rewards of reading this 4th kalima. Just to mention one, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the person who reads La ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku, walahul hamdu, and he adds this in between, yuhyi wa yumit. Yuhyi wa yumit, wa huwa hayyun la yamut. So he adds this in between, yuhyi wa yumit, wa huwa hayyun la yamut. He adds this in the middle. And then he finishes بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And he recites this way in the marketplace, in the bazaar, in the shopping center. He recites this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says this person gets 1,000,000 rewards and his sins will be forgiven and his any house will be built for him in paradise. So we're all going sometime to the bazaar, to the shopping center, to the workplace. We are going into town. And just remember this dua. This is the 4th kalima and in between fitting, يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت. And then carry on, بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. A person who recites this one time, only one time, he gets 1,000,000 reward. Before we would see, there's a sticker, become a millionaire in a minute. How? By reciting this thing in the marketplace. It must have yakin that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that we'll become a millionaire as far as rewards are concerned. We should believe it. And not only that, this person's sins will be forgiven and a palace will be built for him in Jannah. How easy it is. Just our weakness that we don't take our time to read it. If we don't know it by heart, try and write it down, keep it in our pocket. Whenever we go to the marketplace, we go to the bazaar, we go to the shop to buy something, take the dua out, read it and continue. Instantly a person becomes a millionaire as far as rewards are concerned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.